Efforts to expand our region's network of biking and walking trails gets an $8.6 million boost from the William Penn Foundation. Let's connect the dots with Andrew Johnson, director of the Watershed Protection Program. Mr. Johnson, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be talking to you.
Well, let's note at the onset that the William Penn Foundation supports both WHYY and State Impact Pennsylvania. So with that, this is great news for bikers and walkers, though many of them are saying, what's taking so long with this?
Well, we think there's been tremendous momentum and tremendous progress with about 30 miles of trails constructed in the last 2 years since 2012. And we think that an ambitious 750-mile regional network, of which about 300 miles are completed, is a pretty significant indication that there is progress and there's a lot of momentum already.
So what form will that momentum next take?
Well, there are federal dollars available, state dollars available for additional trail work, and the foundation made the decision to inject additional private funds that will, we think, help local trail builders to unlock the public funds that may be available.
In your capacity as Watershed Protection Program, I'm sure you're envisioning dividends in that regard as well, as many of these trails are along water lines.
Yes, many of the miles follow waterways, in part because the trail routes often follow abandoned rail lines that often followed rivers or canals. And the foundation's interest going back to 1986 in trails actually has been consistently that they provide unprecedented public access to waterways that for generations have been closed off to neighborhoods and communities. And as waterways have cleaned up over the last 25 or 30 years, people, as we all know, want to be on rivers or by rivers. And the trail route that's emerging in Greater Philadelphia will provide incredible access to our waterways, which then also builds the likelihood that the people who are on those trails will be interested in the health of the rivers that they see.
This is all part of an eventual effort to create a 3,000-mile-long East Coast Greenway. To what extent are your efforts done in concert with that overall plan?
We're a supporter of the East Coast Greenway Alliance, and the East Coast Greenway in our region will extend from Trenton along the river, primarily on the Pennsylvania side, but we hope eventually on the New Jersey side, through Philadelphia down to Wilmington.
Lastly, as you cited improvements in our watershed protection efforts over the past decades, what grade would you give it here at the end of 2014?
Well, I would say that the Delaware is dramatically cleaner than it was by many measures 25 or 30 years ago when I'm told planes approaching the Philadelphia airport, pilots of those planes could smell the river as they were approaching Philadelphia.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. The river has improved in the Schuylkill as well, and the Cooper in New Jersey have all improved by many standards. There still are continued threats to water quality, which is why we're really very committed to trying to connect people who enjoy the out-of-doors to the value of clean water in terms of what they're doing so that they can become, hopefully, advocates for continued protection.
Andrew Johnson, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Mr. Johnson is the director of the Watershed Protection Program for the William Penn Foundation, which in turn supports WHYY and State Impact Pennsylvania.